This is the story of my life. It started 32 years ago in a hospital on the 4th of July, just after midnight. It was actually the 5th. My daddy was in the waiting room watching fireworks from the window. I came in with a bang, so to speak. Mom and dad took me home, set me on the bed, smiled, said, "Now, what do we do?" None of us knew, so they just let me do what I wanted to do. Was not long before I crawled around into the kitchen, where I found the place where they kept the pots and pans. I pulled them out, the sound was grand. They let me do that long as they could stand it. Then they got me piano lessons, but I had no discipline, and I banged on the piano just like the pots and pans. They never lost their composure. They said there's a word for people like you, they call them composers. 'Cause they knew you do what you do, what you do. The light comes through. South side of Chicago, in the baddest part of town, there is an island of urban renewal where there used to be the best jazz clubs world around. They tore them down, built little boxes made of ticky-tack. We bought one. My best friends down the block were Kyle and Chris. Their skin was black, their houses smelled like bacon. They drank chocolate milk, and I liked that. One day I came home, said, "Mom, I'm gonna turn brown like Chris." She said, "No, you're not." And I was pissed. So I began to drink as much chocolate milk as I possibly could. But all that happened was my skin turned red from the rash I got from peeing in the bed. A problem that lasted years and years, till one day it just disappeared. And I knew, do what you do, what you do. The light comes through. Summer camp in 74, my counselors were long-haired radical hippies galore, talking about vegetarianism and transcendental meditation. They did not like Nixon, but I'd seen him on TV. I liked what he had to say. He was making peace with China. I said, "I think he's okay." So they put me on horses and they put me in canoes. Said, "Talk to trees, they will talk back to you." I tried with very little success. Back to dirty magazines and cigarettes. I was skeptical and unimpressed. Nevertheless, the seed was planted. Sometimes we'd gather late at night in the circle of the village firelight, tell the stories of ancient kin, and then sing to the jet planes blowing in the wind. And I knew my tribe in a timeless time. And then Watergate broke and Nixon resigned. And I knew, you do what you do, what you do. The truth comes through. High school, there were 9 of us, wild boys with soccer balls and bikes. We were tight till the winter of sophomore year, when the teachers went on strike for 2 weeks straight. We went out every day to ice skate, and we discovered girls and drugs. I didn't want to do either. Had to say goodbye. So I went to music and I went to books, and occasionally a party just for a look. Back to the music, sweet and dark, all by myself. I was happy as a lark. I was not happy, I was often lonely. Till I started making up stuff with my friends Max and David. Up on the back porch till 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. It should be doing homework, besides my pens would always disappear without warning. And Dad said,
"Pens do not disappear."
But I swear mine did, sure as I'm singing here. And I knew, you do what you do, what you do. The light comes through. college, every paper was late. You know, the best thing I ever did was celebrate the full moon with 10 friends. Put a poster saying where and when, and then went in the dormitories and took garbage cans to use as bass drums for 30 or 40 people. 250 people came. So we all marched off into the woods, gathered in a clearing, quiet as we could. Sat in a circle, made up some chants, then we began to sing and drum and dance. And the problem was the circumstance, it was cloudy, there was no moon in sight. As the fire died, so did the drums, the dancing stopped, we all began to hum. We put our hands up to the sky, the clouds parted like a giant eye. For 3 whole minutes, the moon appeared to say hello. I love you, and of course I hear you, and I knew. You do what you do, what you do. The light comes through. Then I sold everything I had and went on this 2-year journey across the country, though I skipped New Jersey. Biking and busing state to state, I worked as a lumberjack, a salesman, and then as a maid, a carny, a breakfast cook, and a diner. I caught a ride from some hippies in a school bus to North Carolina. Nothing could be finer. That's where Dito lives and he writes his songs. He said, I'm playing at a festival, come on along. So they put me on stage, but before I could play, my buddy Bill started banging a garbage can. I said, that sounds okay, don't stop, whatever you do. He said, what are we gonna do? None of us knew. But there were 2,000 people watching, so we had to follow through. We made up a song right on the spot, and the rhythm that we played was so darn hot that the drummers came running from all the other bands and jumped on stage just to lend a hand. And we held it together, and the words all rhymed, and we somehow ended at the same time. And I knew, you do what you do, what you do. The light comes through. I knew music comes from, but mostly through. So me and Bill started a band. I wrecked his car, so we bought a van. Banging and singing from coast to coast, we got big and famous. I don't mean to boast, but people actually started calling us. We didn't have to call them first anymore. That's a big deal in folk music. This wasn't working for me. I had to say goodbye. And somewhere in there I met a woman so sweet. We knocked each other off each other's feet. We almost knocked into eternity, but that chapter remains incomplete. 'Cause the timing and everything, had to say goodbye. So at 30 I went back to summer camp with 5 boys in a tent. One bed was very damp. While the others left, we changed the sheets, and I knew the cycle was complete. 3 boys white, 2 boys black. By the end of summer, they're all trying to be black. And I knew, you do what you do, what you do. And the light comes through. This is the story of my life. It started 32 years ago. Longer if we count my time as an embryo. Longer if we count previous incarnations. Longer if we count all my relations. It makes the beginning hard to pinpoint. This is the story of my life. It started 32,000 years ago in a hospital under a thatched roof hut somewhere way down south of the Congo. My great-great-great-grandmama was a dark-skinned woman. Guess what? She's your grandmama too. So here we are and we're okay on this very fine day in February. I can't say if my choices were wrong or right. I just made them, and what do you know, I'm still white. And sometimes things seem like they'll never change, but just last summer was the first time I heard the trees call my name. And I knew,